In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor points out it's a good time to watch for hummingbirds in Illinois.
More often than not, when I try to point out hummingbirds to my wife and children, I wind up gesturing toward air. "Hey, guys," I call, "come see the hummingbird at the..." Oh, never mind. That said, the months of August and September provide some of the year's best opportunities for observing hummingbirds in Illinois. That's because individuals that have been farther north during the breeding season collect here on their way south. When I say hummingbird here, I mean ruby-throated hummingbird, which is the only species of the family that breeds east of the Mississippi and the only one commonly seen in Illinois. All ruby-throats are an iridescent green on the back and whitish in front, with only adult males sporting the ruby-red throat that gives the species its name. Hummingbirds are perhaps most remarkable for how small they are compared to other birds. Ruby-throats are shorter than 4 inches from bill to tail tip and weigh just 3.5 grams. That's comparable to 3.5 grapes, or about midway between the weights of a penny and a nickel. Despite their small size, many hummingbirds migrate over long distances. Ruby-throats heading south may travel 2,000 miles to reach their winter territory in southern Mexico and Central America, including a 500-mile nonstop leg of the trip over the Gulf of Mexico. Hummingbirds are also remarkable for their agility in flight. With wings that beat 53 times a second, they can hold themselves perfectly still in front of a flower, then zip off in any direction, up, down, sideways, or even backwards. Most people are aware that hummingbirds feed on nectar, which they obtain with their elongated bills. But nectar represents only half of the ruby-throat's diet. The other half is insects. Ruby-throats most often catch bugs by hawking them, which is to say they wait on an open perch for prey to come by and then fly out to grab it from the air. Ruby-throats also pick insects and spiders off of trees and flowers, a behavior known as gleaning. People who observe hummingbirds are often struck by how combative they are, despite their delicate appearance. Even where there are multiple sources of food and plenty of perches, hummingbirds chase each other off like lions at a kill. The easiest way to attract hummingbirds to your yard is to provide food for them. In the long term, you can do this by planting native perennials, such as columbine and bee balm, or better still, trumpet vine, which is a hummingbird favorite, with its 3-inch-long scarlet flowers. For a quicker fix, you can simply put up a hummingbird feeder filled with either commercial imitation nectar or a 20% solution of sugar water, for which recipes are widely available in birding books and on the World Wide Web.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.